Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the ideal. Be extraordinary. Hello and welcome to another episode and Winspiration Hour here on UK Health Radio. And we often talk about, could the world be a better place? Can we do something to make the world a better place? But I believe the world is already incredible, beautiful, and wonderful. Isn't it so that we humans should be better and not mess everything up? So how can we be better or even super better? This is the topic of this hour, and I'm very, very happy to have as guest today Keith Wakeman, and he has an incredible history about creating in brands and products, billions worth, and he decided a while ago, starting also picking up the a little bit more sleeping platform Super Better. And this is about how we could all develop ourselves better, more resilience and everything. So it's very interesting to hear more. What is it all about? What we can learn? And be assured, if we not have enough time, we do a second episode for this. So welcome, Keith. Wonderful. Greetings to Chicago. Happy morning for you now. And I know it's a big story, your background and how the idea of Super Better, a gaming platform, came up. I think I just hand it over to you so that you can explain a little bit what is all about, what is important for you to share, that we all become super better.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Wolfgang, for having me. And I love this idea that we can make people and communities around the world super better. And there's a lot happening in the world today that's putting stressors on all of us. And Super Better is a way. It's a tool. It's an ad digital platform that has opportunities and has been helping a lot of people. And I'll talk about some plans how we're going to grow that impact in some new ways here as well. If you'd like, I can start with a quick introduction.
Yes, please do. Yeah, and I'll share later also why I'm a fan of Super Better. But please start.
So let me give you a head. Let me share with the audience a headline of Super Better, and then I'll kind of talk about my story and what led me to where we are and this conversation today. So Super Better, we're a digital education and mental well-being company. What's unique about Super Better is that we use the psychology of gameplay in all of life to help people build skills, overcome obstacles, and achieve their goals. Super Better is well studied, published randomized controlled and clinical trials show that playing Super Better builds resilience and that it improves mental health, specifically reducing anxiety and depression. Over 1 million people have played Super Better already. And earlier this year, the World Economic Forum gave us an honor and named us one of 14 top innovators in the field of youth mental health. And so that's the quick headline.
The top 10, yes.
Exactly. I'm the CEO and co-founder at Super Better. My background is in brand management. So I grew up in the U.S. food industry, working for large branded companies like Nabisco and Kellogg and Keebler. I loved running businesses, branded portfolios of cookies and snacks and food products, I found I really enjoyed the innovation process. And so I had ample opportunity throughout my early career to lead innovation teams, new venture development teams, corporate strategy teams. And through all that process, I led teams to create and launch over $1 billion of new products. So I've done the innovation thing a lot. I love it. I got to the point while I was still with large corporations where I worked with Keebler Company, which is the number two cookie cracker company or biscuit company in the U.S. And then was part of a team that helped to position Keebler for sale to Kellogg, the global cereal manufacturer. And so I had led teams. I counted up one day, you know, how many new cookies had the teams that were reporting to me created over those 7 years. And when I counted it up, it was over 35 new cookies. And you know, intellectually, I love that.
Not all really focus on the health of the kids. So
that's the point exactly. That's the point exactly. So intellectually, there's part of my brain is wired. Like I love the problem solving nature. I could help people lead teams to create all kinds of new cookies. But in terms of making the world a better place, the world doesn't really need another new cookie. I'll pause while your audience says, no, we do need work. But the world doesn't need cookies, but it needs other innovation to help and make people around the world happier and more whole and solve some of the world's biggest problems.
Yeah, that is also part for inspiration here, where we try to air that companies also could change a little bit, because we see companies should solve problems for the people and not using the people to solve the problems for the company. And so that needs a little mind shift. But then you stepped out of this and created an own strategy company. Is it right?
That's right. So I left large companies. I love innovation. So for a decade, I ran a strategy and consulting business. We ran alongside multinational companies, mid-sized, occasionally startup companies, and created new growth platforms, new ventures, some in the world of healthier food, not surprisingly. But also, I just got really interested in this space that SuperBetter lives, which is, at the time, we just called it scalable models that help people live better and have proven health outcomes. Mm-hmm. And what drew me to SuperBetter, so one of our major clients that we ran alongside for many years was a global healthcare and life science company. And we were doing lots of research around behavior change and well-being. And it just struck me, looking at all the science, and weight loss is the easiest one to point to, but almost any program that we design that help people make changes or promote long-lasting self-care, they work in the short term, but if you look at long-term outcomes, most have very poor outcomes. Yeah. So in the weight loss industry, again, it's an easy one to point to. Even the best science-based, clinically validated weight loss programs that are commercially available, if 100 people started that program today, some would lose weight initially. But if we went back and managed and measured a year from now, only about 5% would have maintained that weight loss, and some people would actually have gained weight in the process. So it struck me as we need different ways to deliver health change or just behavior change. It doesn't even have to be related to health. It can be skill building, professional support as well. And so as a brand person, I looked at are there ways out there that we can shift the frame of reference to help people look at their self-care in different ways? And so I started looking for, what are the biggest existing frameworks that people look through today that could potentially be beneficial for as a different way of helping them be successful long term? Long story short, video games is it. Today, 3 billion people around the world play video games. There's a mindset that you take on when you play video games, right? You're focused on a goal. You're creative. You're courageous. You're often, about over half of gameplay today is social. So there's a social connection to it, right? So we take on, and it's just something we naturally do when we play games.
Yes, so, theoretically, it's so logical, but it sometimes would take time to see the obvious, because kids learn best when they play. and not just sit stiff in school or whatever. And there is also the film of Patch Adams and the medicine world. Yeah, what he learned is, okay, why can't we laugh in a hospital? So we are crazy putting gaming in an area where says, no, that's not serious enough. And we all know we learn through pictures. So it's really good to look there. Huh?
It is. And I mean, what a great insight. I mean, play is natural. It's instinctive. Kids do it without even thinking about it.
Yes.
We kind of, you know, as adults, we're like, that's, you know, sometimes we discount it, or we look at people that play video games and maybe say, well, you know, are you wasting your time? But, you know, we take a very different approach. And we're really, through our research, we're recognized as the leader on, you know, games can be good.
Because also just, I think what the classical education system, not get really when they use the word learning, it's just collecting information. And that's not really learning. Mm-hmm. Learning is, I have a different behavior afterwards. I have more capacity to do this. Or I'm capable now to do this. And that happens for kids if they try something. Or in the gaming world, it's like, oh, where's the next level? Huh?
That's it. That's it exactly. So, yeah. So the kind of that was like the big insight around, wow, if there's a game frame of reference, we can really help. And again, everyone up to about age 45 has grown up digitally and playing games. So mm-hmm. you know, it's very broad reaching and effective. So that brought me to Superbetter. Superbetter was invented by Jane McGonigal. Jane's the co-founder in my company. The initial app for Superbetter was originally launched by a company in San Francisco back in 2012. They did good things. They ran out of cash and that company went away. And so given my insight around kind of this wow, games frame, the psychology of game or the mindset of game could be this kind of breakthrough idea. Mm-hmm. I got together with Jane. We founded the company. And so we're taking Superbetter now, you know, to the next level. Jane's story is fascinating. So Jane is recognized as the global thought leader for how we can use the science of games to improve real lives and solve real problems. Her first book is called Reality is Broken. And, you know, I'll explain later if we have time. I'll talk about, you know, why we don't consider ourselves a gamification company. But everyone in the gamification world has read Jane's book, you know, first books. They also read her second book, which is called Superbetter, more likely than not. But it was really, you know, that book was really the first with kind of the science-based approach to say, you know, games can change the world. And, you know, games aren't necessarily a waste of time. In fact, most of the time, they're very productive. We're developing skills, we're developing relationships, and again, we've got this natural mindset that can be very powerful in the real world. So that was really kind of the beginning. But while Jane was working on that first book, Reality is Broken, she was in her kitchen one day, the kitchen cabinet door was open. She didn't notice. She leaned over. She stood up too fast, hit her head, and got a serious concussion. And the concussion didn't heal properly, even though she was under medical care. And over time, Jane was experiencing anxiety and depression and suicidal ideation. Jane's damaged brain was saying, Jane, you have no reason to live. And Jane finally got to the point that she said, I'm going to either create a game to help myself heal, or I'm going to kill myself. And fortunately for the world, she created a game that is now Superbetter, and it's helped over a million people overcome obstacles within their own lives.
Yeah, I told you before, I'm really it was a blast that I heard about her, because once about the TED Talk, also where she shares the story, she shared also about the top five regrets of the dying. And from her, it's now years ago, we here in Winspiration took the idea, if we have, like Brownie Ware wrote a book about the top five regrets, I didn't live my true self and so on, I didn't allow myself happy. And Jane has this simple but so profound idea, turn it around and make this your top five goals. Yeah, so just wow, I live my true self. I dare to show emotions. I make the right way the money. I have the right relationships, and I allow myself to be happy. These top five goals is still the foundation in Winspiration with all the coachings who we do, thanks to her. And before you talk a little bit more what came out, we just make a little break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Insurance isn't one size fits all. That's why drivers have enjoyed Progressive's Name Your Price tool for years now. With the Name Your Price tool, you tell them what you want to pay, and they'll show you options that fit your budget. So whether you're picking out your first policy or just looking for something that works better for you and your family, they make it easy to see your options. Visit Progressive.com. Find a rate that works for you with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, Keith, back. Now, what came out of this idea that she started to create a game to help herself?
So, yeah, so before we kind of go forward, I want to encourage the audience. You referenced Jane's TED Talk. Jane actually has two very, very popular TED Talks. The one that where she shares her Superbetter story and talks about the top regrets of the dying is called The Game That Gives You 10 Extra Years of Life. Please go include it in the show notes as well. Jane's brilliant. She's a brilliant speaker, and I'm sure you know those that are interested in this topic will love it. If you're curious, Jane's also her other kind of super famous TED Talk is called Gaming for the Better World. Mm-hmm. It came before the TED Talk we just mentioned, but again, it talks about how the science of games can be used for good around the world. So two mm-hmm. kind of hallmark kind of TED Talks to watch as well. So Superbetter has grown. So we're taking Superbetter to the next kind of the next level now. It's grown in popularity. It sits with a very kind of a select set of mental well-being related apps that are backed by really strong science. So, you know, we have there are about a dozen publications in total, but two of the key ones. There's a randomized controlled trial at the University of Pennsylvania showed that playing Superbetter for 30 days significantly reduced anxiety and depression. The kind of the stats on that, it looked at depression and anxiety symptoms, there was a 4-week intervention, but then they measured it 6 weeks. So at 6 weeks, the people that played Superbetter had on average a 49% decline in depression symptoms and a 61% decline in anxiety symptoms. So it's good. It's, you know, when the very first meta-analysis started coming out, looking across the field of mental health apps, specifically for anxiety, depression, Superbetter actually had the greatest effect size for reducing anxiety and depression in some of the first meta-analysis. So good science. There's also a clinical trial that's really interesting at the Ohio State University and Wexner Medical, the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center in Cincinnati Children's Hospital. There's a smaller trial, so the sample size is very low, but it looked at adolescents, so teenagers who had persistent concussions that they hadn't healed properly. They were under medical care. A test group only had medical care and a control group only had medical care and a test group had medical care plus Superbetter. And it showed that playing Superbetter for 3 to 6 weeks significantly reduced symptoms of concussion as well.
Incredible. So how easy it can be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. And so, so Superbetter, let me explain a little bit of kind of what it is or what did Jane create. Yes. So Jane created a framework For the therapist in the audience, you'll recognize this as a psychological framework. It's a different way for people to look at the world in a way that's very empowering. So the framework is evidence-based, and then we have activities that are also evidence-based that go through. But it's helpful to think about there's a framework and then activities. And to the player, it's 7 rules for playing super better. And it doesn't feel psychological. It feels like I'm kind of playing my life like a game. So I'm going for an epic win. So it's about personal goal setting. I'm recruiting allies for support. So there's a social connection piece. Each day, I'm taking on a secret identity. And there's kind of good science on how that can be helpful for individuals. And then each day I'm completing gameful activities. I'm completing a quest, which is steps towards my goal. I'm battling a bad guy. A bad guy is an obstacle that gets in the way of my progress. By naming the bad guy, we now have power over it, and we can try different strategies to defeat it as well. I'm activating power-ups. Power-ups are quick, simple activities that evoke positive energy. Usually they give us they release positive emotions. Mm-hmm. And there's great research that shows that the more power-ups, the more positive emotions that we evoke during the day, the better we're able to have emotional control, and it's good for our overall well-being as well. So there's these rules. We're taking on a challenge mindset, which is kind of that mindset we have in game. So to the player, it's like, this is just a fun way. It's all familiar, right? But underneath it, and what Jane created and the brilliance of it, is that it's all evidence-based. Those that are familiar with the field of therapy will see, that's cognitive behavioral therapy. Wow, those are principles and tenets from positive psychology. Oh, this is acceptance and commitment therapy. So it's a brilliantly weaved psychological framework that, to the player, it feels like I'm kind of playing a game in real life. And that's really the power of Super Better. It's not, sometimes, people will say, and we never would call ourselves a productivity app, but sometimes we kind of get lumped in there because we do work goal setting and right. So, but it's like, Super Better is so much more as well, because we're building resilience. We're helping overcome obstacles. We're helping improve.
Yeah. And what I like with it is for me, it's like a big buffet, so I can choose. And mm-hmm. it's not someone is overforming or putting something on me, what I should do, or how I should behave. So it's really like kids, they choose to play and develop. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. Yeah, the personalization of Super Better is amazing. So there's content or there's activities in the current app called Power Packs. So you can kind of be guided, but you can also create your own epic wins. You can create your own activity. So you can tailor. And what we find is that people who start playing Super Better often will start with the existing content and kind of get familiar with it. But then the light bulb goes on and says, wow, I can use this for a goal that's not even in the app. I can use this to be but more successful with something I'm trying to do at school or in the workplace or health related or the like.
It's really incredible. And in this way, maybe COVID or whatever the government did is that maybe a good of help also, because a lot more people, I'm talking here from Switzerland, got real in this way, that there is a totally different possibility of doing business and everything and education and teaching. And did you also get a kind of feeling of that was helpful for Super Better?
Yeah, absolutely. It helped. When COVID hit, our usage and downloads went way up.
Super.
Especially
in those stressy times, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And we love being out there. We created new content, new power packs to support people specifically dealing with physical distancing and staying home. Kind of resilience related specifically to what was happening in the world, especially during those first year or so of COVID as well. But COVID also shone a light, and this has really driven our current strategic direction. So Super Better today is an app for everyone. People of all ages play. Our users tend to be young adults. 18 to 34 is kind of where we have the most about. Almost 80% of our players are under the age of 45, but it's for everyone, and it will always be for everyone as well. But what we've seen, and it's been highlighted by COVID, is that there's been a crisis of mental health among youth and young adults. And so just watching the statistics, and the crisis didn't start with COVID. It actually started 10 years ago, back in 2011, 2012. And so all the statistics, you know, show that anxiety, depression, suicidal ideation, suicide have been increasing over a 10-year period. But COVID really shined a light on it. And to us, because, you know, we want scalable models, it's a business. It's a social, you know, a socially oriented business, but it's a business. You know, it created a lot of new opportunities for us as well, because for the first time, everybody, you know, a lot of institutions are now like, how do we solve, you know, youth mental health, student mental health, young adult mental health as a crisis? What tools can we use to solve that as well? And so what we're doing in that direction is, today you could think about Superbetter as a self-help app. We call it solo play internally, right? You're working on your own goals, your own epic wins. You're recruiting allies for support. So you're not truly alone, but you're working on your own stuff. In January, we're introducing a new feature that we call Squad Play. Squad Play transforms Superbetter from not only a solo play or self-help app, but it will also be a tool that's practical and engaging for anyone who teaches, trains, coaches, or supports other people, especially youth and young adults. So with Squad Play, for example, a teacher can host Superbetter challenges for their students, in which deliver daily activities, and those daily activities help them to achieve their goals. A lot of teachers are going to use this new feature to promote social-emotional learning and to develop skills related to social and emotional growth, as well as some mental resilience and cognitive, you know, behavior, creative problem solving in those kinds of areas as well. And so this new Squad Play platform will be available in January. Teachers, we're designing it with teachers in mind, because if we design it to meet the security and privacy requirements of teachers in schools and to work in a classroom management situation, knowing that teachers have lots of other priorities, and that even though they almost all believe in social emotional learning at this point, it's still not a core curriculum. And so they have to find time to do that. So we're designing it with the teacher use case in mind. But as we've been talking about Squad Play with different types of groups, we find, you know, a great excitement for it from therapists who are, you know, especially if they have young adult and adolescent practices. It's like, wow, we can use this to support, you know, individual sessions, group sessions. We're doing things outside of sessions, right? So this idea of being a support tool, you're not replacing therapy in any way, but being a tool that makes therapy better by providing skill building and engagement outside of sessions. We're finding that, of course, colleges with the, you know, colleges are very focused on the student mental health crisis as well. And so we're seeing a lot of interest at the college level. We're seeing employers, you know, kind of leaning in and say, wow, this would be a fantastic tool for us, you know, especially for the younger employees, but not limited to younger employees.
And it's so important and necessary. I just struggle a little bit with the word therapy, because it always gives it, you're not okay, you're sick or whatever. But when you said just 10 years already, the youth has mental and emotional problems, it's a normal thing, because we have now the old world going down. We know it's not working. Even we had the idea of linear thinking, it's not. Systems are changing, jobs are going away, computer, like gaming, changed a lot. So how do I find, where can I find myself? Yeah, and what I feel is it's also really, it helps to bring to yourself, don't look for the solution in the outside. Go first to them. If you're okay and in peace, then you can see all the chances they are out there. Because duality level, where a crisis must be the chance. If something goes down, something goes up, but they can't see it if they're, let's call it a mental crisis. Yes. Mm-hmm. So if you're depressed, yeah, you can't see the world, the full potential anymore. Yeah. So I love it that people, yeah, have the chance to really get out of the outer stress, find themselves, And then from there, deciding, what do I do with my next years?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And we think about it in Jane's book, you know, Superbetter. This is kind of a core philosophy, but you know, you are the hero of your own story, right? So yes. Superbetter's not doing anything for you. Yeah. We're not giving therapy, right? We're giving you a framework or a tool that you can use in order to become, yeah, to develop skills, to become more aware, to be more of the hero of your own story in your own life in order to do exactly what you shared. You
know, what yeah, it's interesting that you use the hero word, because we had another session with Tammy Valerius, and she's worked in kindergarten and everything, and she created a system, not it's an offline system where she started, also to really bring the inner hero out. And it's incredible what results she had. I'd like to connect you then, and then maybe it can be of benefit, because exactly that's, I think, at least that's what we believe, help the people to find themselves. Or like Sadhguru always says, it's about the inner engineering. Yeah. Yeah. If you buy a new phone, we read the user manual or the computer or whatever. But how about a user manual about us?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's
and this is a kind of user manual for me also. That's how you can organize everything for yourself.
It's a great way to think about it, kind of organizing. We use the word framework, but it's a tool. When people start playing Superbetter, they start to look at the world. They see goals as epic wins. They see friends as allies. You know, they recognize obstacles as bad guys, right? So they start to think about this, and that's very empowering. Especially, you know, for example, a lot of people. I'll do it this way. One of the bad guys in the Superbetter app is called the self-critic, right? The self-critic is that voice in the back of your head that says you're not good enough, you screwed up, they're not going to like you, and so on, right? So, if the self-critic is a bad guy that's relevant for you, and you see that in the Superbetter app, you're like, yeah, I resonate with that. Sometimes I have that feeling. Now, the self-critic is in the back of your mind. So as you're going through your day, and you say you feel some kind of energy that's pushing you backwards, or you're like, I feel a little bit of anxiety now, or a little bit of shame. It's like, now you've got a place to go. Say, is that the self-critic talking? Right. So all of a sudden you went from this unnamed shadow emotion that's holding you back to saying, okay, you know, that was a symbol or a signal to me. And again, if self-critic is it, and then I can be proactive about it and say, well, you know what? I need to slow down right now and really kind of reflect on why I'm having that feeling. Or I need some self-affirmation, or I need to reach out to her for whatever tactics might work to overcome it. And then over time, we can get stronger. So just that awareness of it's not only the language, which is really powerful, but even the specific, like the bad guys or power-ups, recognize that you're going through your day. It's very empowering.
I believe they are powerful, and I like it the way how simple you present it. I created years ago something then with the name of sub-personalities. So it was about the problem is before, if they're in stress with the bad emotions, they think, I am this emotion. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what is identification and what is identity?
Yes.
So, but if you have the bad guy talking, then you know it's not me, it's someone else. Yeah. And so that's, I did similar things with sub-personality and with the sub. Who is the boss here? The bad guy or you? So I believe totally in the concept you need to separate it. And it's not me. If you have 10 bad guys, whatever it is, it's not you. Yeah. And you make it so obvious and so playable, you don't need to understand it really, but it works.
That's right. No, that's it exactly. I mean, another example of kind of how this gameful framework can be helpful is related to the ally feature. So how do you invite people to help? And so she actually talks about this with her TED talk. But when she invented Superbetter, she was recovering from a concussion and her brain was damaged. She's going through all kinds of stuff. She didn't, foggy brain but also kind of the scare and fear. And so she didn't know how to ask for help, right? There's a barrier. How do I ask for help in this really situation? Mm-hmm. So once she created this Superbetter framework, she reached out to her twin sister, Kelly, and said, hey, Kelly, I've created this game to help my brain heal. Would you play with me? And just being asking in that way took all the risk, all the fear out of asking for help. And now, instead of somebody helping somebody else or fixing somebody else, but all the stereotypes that might come out, it's just two people playing a game together.
Yeah, super,
The language, and it removes those barriers, and it makes it much more friendly as well.
It can be so simple. We talk more after a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, I'm curious a little bit. You come from the business background, you come to this, and now you're involved. What did it change for you, having all this tool every day with you?
Well, to unpack that question is great. So, in terms of the tool of Superbetter, I use it all the time, right? So, and then again, I'm one of those folks that. I see the world through the lens of the Superbetter framework, right? So for me, it was a mindset intervention, right? So my mindset has actually permanently changed. It's been rewatched a little bit this way. So I all throughout my day, and I have probably like everyone, I have insecurities and fears and anxieties, and as well, I'm leading an early stage company, and as exciting as it is, I've days that I'm on top of the world, and I've days that I feel like I'm really beaten down, right? So this framework, is amazingly helpful, for me as well, and I can be a champion for this framework, with our team and within the real world. The other big change, of course, is I went from large company settings. Essentially a startup or a restart, but a very, very small team. And so, that has been, an amazing experience, but a really hard experience as well. Right. So when I was working with large companies, if we needed to do something, we had big budgets. Let's go do this research. Let's go figure that out. Lots of people to delegate to and all of that. And, in my reality today, we're an early stage company with a very small team. So, we're not farming work out. We're hands on, with almost everything we're doing, whether it's research or product development or customer discussion, partner discussions and so on. So again, exciting in so many ways, but also, a lot of burden, in terms of just kind of keeping
it. Okay. This is a startup, but you have a vision. So where will it go?
So coming out of the pandemic and with this idea or this problem that youth and young adult mental health is declining, we set a North Star for our team to unlock the heroic potential of 50 million youth in the next 5 years, right? So and what that means is, we love that over a million people have played and benefited from Superbetter. We don't want to trivialize that in any way. But if our goal is to address and play a meaningful role to help end the youth and young adult mental health crisis. If we go from a million to 2 million in the next 5 years, we're not going to make a dent in the scope and size of the problem, right? So the trajectory, and whether we hit 50 million in 5 years or if it takes a 7 year event, that the big idea here is that the trajectory is different. And so with squad play, that's the big driver of squad play, because now with squad play, instead of us,
you multiply.
It multiplies. So if a college esports club gets really excited about it, right? All the college students are worried about and concerned about mental health and looking for solutions. Of course, the esports folks love gameplay and get the connection, right? As well. So let's say they have 50 people in their club, and one of the club members says, "Let's play Superbetter together. I'm gonna sign up for a host account for not a lot of money." And I'm going to host challenges for the esports. So we've gone through the process and the cost of acquiring one customer. Now we've got 50 people using platform, and some of those will upgrade, right? So the player account is always free with squad play, but for a nominal fee, again, $25 USD a year, you can upgrade to get some extra features. You can get a solo play Challenge Library, and you can personalize your journey as well. So some of those 50 will say, wow, for not that much money, I'm going to upgrade. Some might say, I love that using this, playing this with my esports club, but I'm in a different club over here. I'm going to subscribe and host challenges for that one, right? So the impact is one for, 50 to one, but also to support a revenue model, we can keep things affordable because our focus will be on, marketing to the hosts. And then once people are in our community, if they choose to, they can upgrade to either a solo play account with premium features, or they can become hosts and everything. By doing that, we keep everything affordable. Because what we don't want to do is set up Super Better to be only for affluent people.
Yeah.
And so we want to be for everyone. And so this allows a pricing model that's profitable, scalable, but also it achieves our goal of really empowering young people from all walks of life in all countries and all socioeconomic.
Yeah. And that is so, so great. Because this important stuff needs to be free for a lot of people. But that's a problem. Even myself, in the coaching industry, having a kind of training or coaching or a development company, bringing people through fear. But we always, because we do it one-to-one, a lot of things, it costs a lot of money. And the government is not taking care really of the people. And in changing crisis, nearly everybody says you should invest in yourself. Yeah. Warren Buffett, rich investors, successful investors, as my best investment is in myself. But he never thought that you could have it so, I would say, with less money or even free to start development. And that is so there's no excuse not to start. It's super. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. So let me share. I want to share kind of a unique opportunity with the audience. We are, as we launch Squad Play and kind of go on this new epic journey of unlocking the heroic potential of 50 million youth in the next 5 years. We're raising some capital, some funds in order to do that, and we're doing it in a really unique way. Instead of just going to traditional investors. Because Superbettor has grown from the grassroots, over a million people have played. We've never spent, money to advertise to those people, as well. So we've always been kind of, very much grassroots. So we've created a program that offers, individuals, anybody, the opportunity to become an investor in Superbettor for as little as $150. We've partnered with one of the leading private investment platforms. It's called Republic. And so everything is under kind of the regulations of the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. So it's all kind of monitored and in compliance. What we want to do is invite people who are mission aligned, who love what we're doing around the innovation, around solving and being a part of the youth mental health crisis solutions as well. And it's an investment. It's a financial stake in the company. It's not a Kickstarter campaign where you're making just a donation for a perk or something.
So theoretically, money can come back.
Theoretically, it can. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's our goal is to build a business and all of that. It's an early stage company, so that's why the word theoretical always is important. But our goal is to create a sustainable business. That generates profitable revenue as well. So
we can't really recommend here to invest in, because there's theoretically the risk you lose it all. But I can share. I will support it as well, and signed already to put money in. And if you like the idea of Superbettor, even if you see it then as a donation, then donate some money, because I guess everybody get a feeling how important that we get this in the world, and reaching 50 million kids, that would be already good. And he calls it an investment, and with his background for the last years, there's a really chance also getting the money back, or maybe even some on top. And we will have here under the audio and the video, also the link, so that you can Just click on there and check it out if you have interest to support it. And that is wonderful also that you do it for such a small amount that a lot of people, just where the heart is the right place, can support it.
And that's what it's structured for. We want a large community to be with us. We think about it as helping people, inviting people to be part of our story, right?
And yeah,
people love to be part of something that's making a difference and that's bigger than themselves. And so we want to invite people on. We're of course excited about what we're doing. We believe fully in both the problem that we're solving and how we're solving it.
It's so important for the world. Yes.
Right.
But we see all the crises we have. It's never really about the normal people. It's that someone in the government, different governments, can't get out of the power game. let's work together as a huge family on this planet Earth and how we can support each other to be better or even super better. But he says big community. So how is it with languages? Is it just in the English world at the moment?
Super Better today is English language only. Almost half of our players live outside the U.S. We recognize that adding more languages is good for our social impact. We're going to reach more people. It'll support the revenue model as well. So we're launching Squad Play initially in English, just like with every new kind of feature that gets launched. There's a period where we're working on a bug, we're optimizing, right? So we'll do that for a few months. But in 2023, our plan is to add, aggressively start adding more languages. And that's part of what the open investment campaign helps us do, is provide funds for those kinds of growth opportunities. Mm-hmm. We're also in kind of significant conversations with some global partners in international partners as well, that may help speed up the process around certain languages as well. So both of these are not done deals. So I don't want to position them as, we've got the contract signed, but I've been around the block long enough that I don't talk about stuff that we had a conversation around either. So these are all very far along in conversation, but one is fascinating, right there in Europe. Part of a consortium of universities across a number of European countries and part of the research project that they are proposing for funding as we speak, from the sources that they're funding from, includes evaluating Superbetter as one of the test cells for improving mental health among college students. If the funds for that are approved, that will create some extra funding for us to fund some of to add more languages. But that program in 2023, we would add 7 new languages in addition to English to the Superbetter app in order to support that research project as well. And it's German, it's French, it's Spanish, and four others. But so that there are things in the work with partners, and as we launch Squad Play, we'll have more of those kinds of opportunities as well. We're also doing something. We have a long-term relationship that we've been developing with a very major Japanese organization that's interested in helping us to make Superbetter available in Japanese. So that may also happen in 2023. So those things are kind of in the works right now. Again, neither one are done deals, so don't take them to the bank yet. But our goal is to make them both reality. It's going to be amazing to have Superbetter in most of the major languages spoken across Europe. That would be amazing as well.
It's incredible. And for me, it's very touching. I mentioned that Jane's talk really influenced our work here with the top 5 regrets to the top 5 goals. And years ago, I signed also. That's why I luckily got the information also about the crowdfunding investment possibility. And Winspiration is about really thinking cross borders, more in human, and also more countries. It's not just a language. So it's so different countries, different cultures coming together and really giving us the opportunity to find ourselves, because wherever you go in cultures, also in the past, is what is the first step? The first step is really to realize your true self, go to self, be self-aware, whatever we talked about, and getting out of the stress and use it just as a game, as a fun. Gosh, didn't we have all the kind of stress in school or whatever, what is happening out there? Because we, oh, so much stress. And I didn't like the word discipline in my childhood, because I said, you need a power of discipline. So it was never really in a good feeling with it. But learning from another language, discipline comes more in the disciples. You know, this is school, and these, and it means just give yourself a command and follow. So in this way, please be all disciplined enough to go to the links, sign up, start with the free version at least for Super Better. And if you like, also investing. We from Inspiration at that time, when Jane brought the TED Talk, we put Erigis as a recipient of the Inspiration Award that we did that time. So that's why we also here will invest with, what do you say it in English? It's a 5 digits or whatever. So, yes. We will just here donate or invest whatever you like it. And we really, from my years of watching it, I think it's a really wonderful tour. And I'm so happy that it now gets the right attention, the power, and the CEO with the experience to bring it to a totally new level to do this. Please, a last word, or you can later send us a message anyway. We will put here email somewhere you can be contacted and everything. But maybe,
I want to thank you, Wolfgang, for having me on the program. This has been a fascinating discussion. I've enjoyed it. Our organizations have a lot of shared mission, and I love that, and I love your heart for leading Inspiration in the direction that you're leading it as well. For the audience, you are welcome to download the current Super Better app. It is, as we talked about earlier, it's only in English, but it is available on Android or the iPhone on iOS. There's also a website version. The website version has some extra features and allies features as well. Know that in January, as we introduce Squad Play, we're also completely revamping the UX. And so it'll be kind of the new, improved, much more, contemporary version of Super Better as well. But if you want to start playing around and see what it looks like today, you're more than welcome to kind of download it. And again, today is completely free to play Super Better.
Super. Thank you, Keith, just for this hour, sure, but also for working on an incredible tool that helps us all to be better, super better, or like we would say always here, be extraordinary and use it. Thank you, Keith, and thank everybody, you. Again, be extraordinary.
This was another episode of Winspiration Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfensonnenburg.com. More information and some free downloads like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet To Come can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen On Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.